Hi, my name is Ryan. I'm 34 years old. I work full-time as a civil rights advocate for individuals with mental health disabilities in a state psychiatric hospital. I recently graduated with a master's degree. I happen to drive a nice automobile. I'm single, enjoy dating, and I'm also in recovery from a form of schizophrenia. And today I'd like to talk to you about how I returned to school. This is the picture of me when I showed up on the first day of classes to have my student ID taken. I'm overweight, disheveled, poorly groomed, and the thing that strikes me most about this picture is in my eyes, I can feel what it was like back then. I can see the hopelessness, sort of despair, in the picture. I definitely wasn't happy. On many days, I sort of wished that life would just go away, that I were dead. It was too painful. One of my main fears was that I would never be able to work. You know, this process of going to school is futile, being a person with a major mental disorder to actually go through this process of going back to school. But I made the decision that I was going to go and study what I wanted to study and pursue my own education, actually, to pursue knowledge for knowledge's sake, despite the fact that I believed that I couldn't work. In the midst of that 7 years that I was in college, I was hospitalized at my most ill moment. I had teachers that were very supportive and allowed me to make up the work. And I was able to take incompletes for that, those semesters. The support of my family, friends, and my professors was enough when I was hospitalized to allow me to believe that that wasn't the end of the road. The stress of school never put me in the hospital. I'd say the stress of believing I couldn't achieve at school because I'm a person with a mental illness probably was more stressing to me than the stress of finals and final papers and things like that. You know, I didn't think I was able to work, and so I didn't. It was sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy. After I finished my bachelor's degree, I worked successfully for a year before I started a master's program, and I actually completed the master's program in 2.5 years, which was the standard time as opposed to the extra length it took for me to finish a bachelor's degree. And I worked full-time and went to school full-time at the master's level and completed that in a timely fashion. From my experience, I guess I'd encourage anyone to go back to school who's thinking about it. It's such a crucial aspect of my recovery that I think education can be an arena where anyone can sort of discover who they are, discover what they're passionate about. And I'd say through the process of education, we sort of become more ourselves by learning what we're able to do. I guess I didn't know who or what I could be until I started learning exactly what I could do in the world and then doing it.